all scattered over there. That wind really
ruined it.
And let's see, they say, what direction did that wind come from? And you say, that wind blew from...
Look at your waivers coming.
What are some of the things that you might say there?
About the rain?
No, about the wind. The wind was what?
High, over hard wind.
Well, to refer to particular directions.
Mm. What did you say, northwest?
Would you say the wind was northwest or from the northwest?
Yeah, from
or out of the northwest?
Yeah, which is from the northwest here. And out of the northwest, out of Muzak.
Is that the direction that you get your big storms from here, northwest?
No, we get them out of southwest, but we get a lot of hard winds, just straight winds out of northwest.
That's the way it is with us.
Yeah, straight winds out of northwest, but the tornadoes, you know, it's coming this way, you know.
Start down there and come up
here. Northeast, just northeast and go back southwest.
Yeah, we had one vicious wind this spring. Maybe you read about it. We had 95 mile an hour winds. Yeah. It came out of the northeast.
Yeah.
And we get just about two of those a year. Blows the wind and blows the rain under the doors.
Oh, yeah. We get some hard winds that way.
What kinds of windstorms do you have around here?
What is it?
Any special kinds of windstorms?
No, we just have straight winds and tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly straight winds here.
And then it's head for the cellar, huh?
That's right.
I guess I mentioned that we don't have a cellar. We can go visit our neighbors. Do you have any special term for a strong, cold wind from the north?
Well, we call them, just a blizzard. With a blizzard, that's what we call them.
That's with snow, isn't it?
Yeah, snow and blizzard.
In some parts...
A strong, cool wind from the north, high wind from the north, something like that.
My father-in-law used to call them northers.
Yeah, they do, some people do.
Is that what you call them?
Yeah, lots of times, yeah.
Some people call them northerners.
Mm-hmm.
If you go out of the house in the evening, and it's been pretty warm, and it gets a little cooler, and you go out and open the door, and you can't see a lot of white stuff swirling around, say, my goodness, look at the
dust.
Well, let's say this is moisture in the air.
Mm. Oh yeah, fog, you mean?
Uh-huh. Mm. My goodness, look at the fog. It certainly is
heavy.
Uh-huh. And let's see, you say then that condition is called
the fog, you mean?
Uh-huh. It's awfully what tonight?
Oh, awful,
foggy?
Yeah.
Foggy? Foggy?
Yeah, that's right.
Which do you say?
Foggy. Yeah.
You mentioned the dryness around here and you're glad to have city water. You mentioned the dryness around here and how glad you were to have city water. How was it around here in the 30s?
The water?
No, just the general area.
What do you mean, the water?
Yeah. Did you have much?
No. You mean much rain?
Yeah.
No, we never had any too much in the 30s. I forget what year in 30 we had that overdraft. We had an overdraft and went overdraft in 30, but I forget what year that was. It seemed to me like it was 33. We had an overdraft year.
Did you make any crops that year?
Yeah, but not much. It was a bad drought. I believe it was 30, it seemed to me like 33, but I don't remember the dates very good.
My dad had a cousin up in Nebraska, and he had an enormous farm. He had four tractors. No, I think it was two tractors. And he was putting in sod corn.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, I was just a little boy. I don't remember what year it was, but we went up there. This was in the 20s, and he was doing this. Working these tractors 24 hours a day to plant his crop. By 1938, he was a tenant farmer out in California.
Sure enough.
And he was mighty happy to get it, even.
Yeah.
But everything just dried up?
Yeah.
Blew away?
Anybody can grow a business pretty fast in a drought.
Yeah.